going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Paul Douglas, DJ, Jordana here in spirit. Twins will be playing baseball next month. Very excited to hear that. And we'll be talking more about politics as November approaches. Former Minneapolis City Council member and public safety advocate Don Samuels is launching a bid against Representative Ilhan Omar for Minnesota's 5th Congressional District seat. With us to talk about his prospects, is she vulnerable? We've got questions. Professor Dave Schultz, poli-sci professor from Hamline University, always has great insight. Thank you for joining us, Professor.
My pleasure for having me, and thanks to the audience.
Well, I'm just curious about this specific race, the 5th Congressional District, with Don Samuels tossing his hat in the ring. Late yesterday, this vote on banning Russian oil, just about every Democrat in the House, including Betty McCollum, Angie Craig, Dean Phillips, they all voted for the ban. But not Representative Ilhan Omar, who went on to say, and I thought this was interesting, dependence on oil means a dependence on tyrants. I'm also gravely concerned this ban will mean ramping up domestic production. We must move on to a green economy for this and many reasons. You know, believe me, I've been talking about climate change for 25 years. We need to phase out fossil fuels eventually. But in the short term, I don't know how we do that and keep the wheels on the bus, literally. Does this make her more vulnerable? What is your insight into this?
Okay, it certainly does not help her whatsoever. But let's sort of think about the 5th District Congressional race here in general. First off, we know it's one of the most solidly Democratic districts in the country. Mm-hmm. And even after redistricting, where now the 5th District pushes a little bit further into, let's say, Golden Valley and suburbs, it's still a pretty solidly district, mostly Minneapolis in terms of what it is. And the reason why I mention this is that the winner of the primary, whoever wins the Democratic primary, is still likely to win the general election. So the convention primary become important. Having said that, Don Samuels is positioning himself in a very interesting way as somebody who's going to talk about education reform, somebody who's going to talk all about police reform, and he's going to portray himself as trying to be somebody, I would say, more centrist, and to try to paint Ilhan Omar as being sort of out of touch. But Omar has got several advantages. She's already the incumbent, which means she gets to use that. She's got name recognition, which helps. She also has raised an incredible amount of money. So she's got a lot of advantages, and beating her is not going to be easy. But Samuels, what he has to do is prevent her, for example, from getting the endorsement at the convention. And then immediately, I'm going to say, I don't think he's got to do right now, is just start raising a ton of money.
Now, wondering just how big an issue crime and public safety is going to be. I know that Samuels went after Omar and last fall's Minneapolis ballot question that could have replaced the city's police department with a new public safety agency. The whole defund the police, is she vulnerable there?
I think she is. You know, the fact that the murder rates and crime rates are still high in Minneapolis, and I think there's anxiety in the suburbs about it. I think she remains vulnerable on that. I think that's also one of Samuel's, I think, strengths in terms of a candidate. He's carved out a position on that. So I think that's a vulnerability for her. I'll be curious to also see how he positions himself on the economy issues in terms of, I think people are very, very antsy right now about inflation. But then also this, if you had talked to me yesterday, I would have get a slightly different answer here. But I think this vote on Ukraine is not going to play well, you know, because I think, as you pointed out here, Democrats and Republicans, there's a pretty powerful bipartisan consensus right now about doing something about Russian oil and about Ukraine. And I don't think she positioned herself well. So if Samuels can say, listen, I'm better situated as a centrist Democrat, he can pick up Republican vote, centrist Democrats, and pick up Democrats who have been unhappy with Omar on a variety of issues. He positions himself well. Again, the hurdles are high, but he is potentially a formidable candidate.
So, Professor Schultz, let's pivot to the governor's race. We've got Senator Paul Gazelka, Rich Stanek, Senator Michelle Benson, Kendall Qualls, Lexington Mayor Mike Murphy, Dr. Neil Shaw, and Dr. Scott Jensen. And he just named former Minnesota Vikings Center Matt Burke to be his running mate as lieutenant governor. And I couldn't help but notice something that Matt Burke said, who appears, I mean, to me, as more of a moderating influence, perhaps, on some of the things that Dr. Jensen has said in recent months. He said, when questioned, I think we need to get past Trump and the election and all that. I think we need to move forward, quite honestly. I don't think we're doing any good going back 2 years talking about things and complaining and just basically making noise and making any type of progress. So again, when asked about the election results, did Biden win? It sure seems like Matt Burke answered to the affirmative that yes, he did. Let's turn the page and move forward. Could this be part of Scott Jensen's strategy to appeal to independents?
I think it is. And I think Jensen is trying to sort of do two different things here. First, again, he's facing a crowded field, and he's carved off a fairly conservative wing for himself in hoping that the base is closer to him. And so I think that's the one thing that he's doing. But by putting Burke on, I think what he's hoping to do is, if he can get the convention endorsement, is to is now position himself going towards a primary, going towards a general election, because he's going to have to, at the end of the day, Jensen and Burke are going to have to win over suburban voters. Right now, polls are suggesting that about 70% of Minnesotans in the suburbs support, for example, the governor's position, let's say, on masks and on the virus. This was an issue that was important to Jensen. It's fading as an issue. So we have to be thinking about how do the Republicans position themselves in the suburbs, especially among college-educated suburban women, and win them over? Because that's the battleground. And again, in general, Waltz has support there. So the Republicans need to figure out a way of reaching towards the center, and I'm not sure Burke does that. He's portraying himself as a centrist, but I'm not sure his pick gets I'm Jensen, let's say, that wide swath of suburban voters that he really needs.
Interesting. Professor, based on polling that you've seen as of today, is Dr. Jensen the front runner in the GOP, or does Paul Gazelka still have the edge when you go, you know, up against Governor Walz?
Jensen seems to be the front runner within the party, Republican Party, and also has the the most fundraising at this point. But if we sort of do statewide polls, Jensen and Gazelka are both approximately in the same position compared to Walz. And so they haven't really broken through yet, let us say, beyond the Republican base to capturing the attention, again, of the suburban, you know, and independent voters. So, again, that's their challenge. So I would say right now that Jensen's got the better chance within the party, but both of them face this, you know, uphill, you know, battle at this point to reach out to a broader constituency.
Last question, Professor Schultz, and thank you for bearing with me here. I'm just curious. A lot of people lament the fact that we don't have a third party, an independent party, a centrist party. We do have the Forward Party now, and Corey Heppala, formerly from CCO, is out campaigning, and I've seen some of his videos. Is he moving the needle? What are the prospects for Mr. Heppala?
Well, it's we're a state that last elected an independent governor back in 1998 with Jesse Ventura. We used to have a good tradition of supporting third-party candidates. You know, Minnesota politics, like national politics, has become more polarized. I think it's harder now for a third-party candidate, to sort of emerge than it was before. Now, Heppala does have some advantage. He's got some name recognition for many years being on CCO, and that will help him. But I just don't know right now if he's got enough of an identity or enough of, let's say, a passionate following in the way that Governor Ventura did to sort of really, you know, catch fire. And so I think his challenge is going to be to convert that celebrity ship over into the passion, again, over into fundraising. And I think the Democrats need to worry more than Republicans, because when I look at where Corey is at this point, his positions seem a little bit closer, I would say, to Walz than they do to the Republicans. And so I think the Democrats need to be concerned about the fact that, let's say, even if Corey only gets 5 or 6% of the vote, you know, I think more of that's going to come out of the Democrat side than it's going to come out of the Republican side.
Interesting. Political science professor extraordinaire from Hamline University, Dave Schultz. Thank you, Prof. I really appreciate you stepping up and spending some time with us today, Dave.
My pleasure, Paul. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Professor.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last.
Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.